This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour of this day number four. I'm going to start numbering the days now because for whatever reason, yesterday when I uploaded the show to the network, I uploaded Friday's show, which you think I would have noticed because it's in a directory on my computer called Friday or Fry. And for whatever reason, I did not choose the Saturday folder and just, you know, zipped up all the Friday files and sent it over to them without checking my own work. So, yeah, so I'm going to just use numbers now. So we're on day number four, which is technically Sunday, but radio listeners, you're hearing this on Monday due to my screw up. So all I can do is
travel.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of
in a certain sense. Yeah.
But it's been great, actually, here at ForkFest so far. We got Roger Paxton with us, Dean and Daryl, in our remote studios at site number 45. Great site. We're right across from your cabin, actually. So
yes.
We're neighbors.
That's where we broadcast last year.
Under your tent.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Lava Flow Mobile Studios, as you called it.
Yep. And, of course, you're going to be doing your own episode here.
I'm going to be so busy. I'm not. I am going to be on a couple of other podcasts throughout the week, A League of Liberty and the Resist the Empire, but I'm not doing my own. I just have too much to do.
Oh, I heard that the League of Liberty, you were the one who told me, I think, that Johnny Rockett's coming out.
Johnny Rockett's coming. Mark Claire from Lions of Liberty is coming.
Cool.
And Chris Spangle from We Are Libertarians are all here.
That he might not for some reason.
Well, he has a ticket and he has a hotel, so I believe he'll be here. I'm almost certain he will be.
I've never met those guys before.
Yeah. I haven't either. I mean, I've been, you know, obviously working with them for a couple of years.
I met Johnny in 2016
at the LP convention.
For some reason, I'm wanting to say that I've met Chris, but
he's from Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've known. I actually met Chris. I met him many years ago at LNC meeting, and we've been good friends ever since. And then, of course, Mark and Johnny are great folks, too. They do great podcasts.
And all of them are heard on LRN.FM, and some have been on that network for a long time, many years. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a very bizarre story from Vice.com, which I got to hand it to Vice. They've got some of the more interesting headlines out there. They do very interesting reporting from everything from travel, like looking at North Korea and just the bizarre stuff that goes on over there. That's really one of the – it was Vice, I would say, that years ago really turned me on to how insane North Korea was with their video reports.
I would actually say for me it was the National Geographic documentary with Lisa Ling.
It was so well done.
Where she was embedded with the team of medical missionaries.
Right, and they were doing the cataract stuff, weren't they?
Doing the cataracts, and when they removed the bandages, everybody was thanking
Dear Leader.
Right.
For restoring their sight.
Right.
And she said, I don't know if they actually believe that Dear Leader did this, and they're praising him because they truly believe this, or if it's just an act, but at some point it doesn't make a difference.
Right. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, and let's go back to the discussion that we had earlier, if we can, about the not voting and complying with government regulations and paying taxes, etc.
Right.
You know, if people are still paying their taxes because they like what the government is doing, or if they're paying taxes because they fear going to jail, or if they vote because they truly support whatever proposal, or they're voting in self-defense, does it make a difference what the positions are as long as there's some level of something that is deemed as compliance?
Well, I mean, there is definitely coercion involved. The only reason that I pay any amount of taxes is because I don't want to go to jail. I mean, obviously, I have a family to support and take care of, and being the sole breadwinner, well, before this week, I feel like I have to comply, and it's definitely forced, so there's no question about it.
Right.
Otherwise, I would never voluntarily give my money to build bombs and guns and these kind of things in the hands of madmen. There's no question. Now, however, I am working on things to, you know, limit that exposure, similar to what Mark does, and well, I know you with the Sheriff Free Church. limit your exposure to those taxes, and I'm certainly working on that. And I think that anybody who is a libertarian should, in some form or fashion, be working on limiting that tax exposure, because we have to starve the beast. If the beast doesn't have the money to do the things with, they can't do the things.
That's
that simple.
Right. So you're talking here about what would be referred to as tax avoidance,
right?
Not tax evasion,
right.
Which are legally distinct things.
Right. When my children are of age and they are taking care of themselves, then that's a different discussion. At that point, I will be doing much more of that sort of thing without question, because at that point I'm not afraid to go to jail for a year or so, because I know my wife's not going to leave me. She's still going to be around when I get out. So in that situation, that would be a different story.
You know, it reminds me, we were at a meeting of New Hampshire Peace Action a couple of weeks ago. Daryl,
yes.
You and I, we went
last
to their,
week, actually.
It was last week. We went to their meeting. They have an annual meeting, and you know, it's mostly lefties that are involved with New Hampshire Peace Action, but they do a lot of good work, a lot of pro-peace stuff. The guy that runs the organization is former military, was in the Iraq War, and you know, is completely turned against war. So really interesting group. And it was our first time going to this.
Right.
One of the reasons why we went was because State Representative Mike Silvio was going to make a proposal that NH Peace Action accept cryptocurrency donations. And so we were there to kind of back him up on that and, you know, second the motion and get the discussion started. And I thought that went pretty well. But what I was really impressed with was the level of dedication that some of these volunteers had to the organization. There was maybe about 25 people that were attending, and, you know, it's just a business meeting, and it wasn't anywhere near as bad as the Libertarian Party. It was very quick. They only brought up one or two different issues. And Will Hopkins, who's the guy who runs the organization, he was teasing, but he was kind of saying, oh, well, if you're a member in the organization, one of your membership requirements is you have to get arrested.
Ah.
And so he was joking about that, but he was really encouraging people to do that, and they've been doing a series of public demonstrations in Concord.
As part of something called the Poor People's Campaign, which apparently is a national organization, and local chapters, you know, are supposed to wind up doing things the exact way that the national organization says, all right, so this is the issue, this is what we want you to do. And he's been able to convince them to give him a little bit of leeway on a couple of the things.
Yeah, and so they have different events that they've been doing, and they've involved civil disobedience, but everybody participating is probably over the age of 65, like
right.
A bunch of white-haired old people.
And how stupid do you be when you lock somebody at that age in jail for civil disobedience? How stupid does the government look at
that? It's the perfect thing.
It is.
It really
absolutely
is. If you're an elderly person,
right.
Your kids are grown up,
right.
They're out of college, you know, they're probably in their 40s or 50s
lives,
or whatever,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, they're done. You probably have a mortgage paid off on your house at that point, so you don't have all the same things held over your head that the young people do. And so it was really encouraging to see such interest, and I hope that someday we'll have libertarians doing that, because when you look at somebody like Julian Heiklin, who
right.
I wouldn't say is necessarily libertarian, I don't really know what his political beliefs are, but he is definitely right on jury nullification.
He's an inspiration, hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, as many times as he has just gone to jail and keeps doing the same thing, and he makes them look ridiculous every time they put him in handcuffs, every single time.
And he was 79, 80
yeah.
years old when he was doing that stuff, going to federal courthouses, handing out information, public distribution of flyers, basically, and getting arrested. And basically, they were just trying to get him out of their way.
Right.
They almost never would charge him with things,
right.
Except in Florida, where he was charged with jury tampering and went to jail for 6 months.
Because he had a sign that said jury information, and that meant that it was official government documents, because he used the word jury, and we used the word jury, and
it's
for reasons,
there.
If you say jury and information, then that means that it's the information that we support, and we don't like this because it lets people know that they don't have to do what we tell them.
Right.
Terrible case, and that was one of the reasons why he ended up actually leaving the country and moved to, I think it was Israel, where he is now just retiring. He's going to go ahead and live out the
rest of his life. He deserves it. After the work that he's done, he absolutely deserves it.
So that's one thing the libertarian movement is missing, is that sort of elderly civil disobedience component, because there's so much you can do with that. There's so much you can do. And then they don't care. They're like, let's have fun. Let's throw ourselves into the gears of the state.
Well, Jess and I definitely talked about doing that when we get to that age, for sure.
So, that's why I think it'll be really interesting here in New Hampshire. You know, as we keep getting more people moving here, we'll get a more diverse crowd. around, you know, younger and older folks, and then as the people who are younger turn older, they're putting down roots and they're having kids, and you know, all that's going to change things here. It really is. You know, you put down those roots, you get involved in the community here in New Hampshire, and
that's what
you
this is all about
people.
For me, is the community. I mean, this community is the most amazing community I've ever been
in. Well, you're talking about the libertarian community, yes. But I mean just generally.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the best place to raise a kid. I mean, there's so many different lists that we come out on top of around the family. I mean, this is a great place to have kids.
All right, let's get back to eating tacos with human.
Yeah, let's not. Let's talk about meat. It, but let's not get back to eating them.
Well, the funny thing is, if we ever see the guy with the walking tacos, then maybe we will eat
he's
some tacos.
Here, yeah, right. Somewhere.
Supposedly
one of our
walking.
Audience members was wearing a taco-related shirt, oddly enough, today. So that was happening. We're going to continue here in moments. We'll tell you more about the man who ate his own foot with 10 of his friends after he had it amputated in taco form. We'll get back to that story. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018 at the beautiful Rogers Campground. The view doesn't get any better than this. The mountains are absolutely splendid. And there's cool people around, too, that you get to hang out with here at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there and connect with the community. Even if you can't make it up, there's still the ForkFest forum where you can kind of get a taste for what's going on here. I'm sure I'll be posting some more pictures once I have those available. We did a 420 yesterday, which I don't know. I mean, it's I don't remember the last time it happened at ForkFest as sort of a thing. But back in the day, there was like a progression. Roger, you're relatively new to this whole thing, even though you're organizing
right.
and doing what appears to be a quite capable job of,
thank you.
Of organizing ForkFest. Your numbers are up. The ticket sales are up significantly from last year. But I remember in the early days of ForkFest, there was certainly a lot of cannabis that was used, but it didn't really come out until like maybe like a year or two into the years that I had gone there, and then people started to sort of like come out into public, and they'd be on the sidewalks here, and they'd gather, and we started gathering together at 420.
Or leaving a big bag on your picnic table.
Yeah, so
that
we did
may
that
or may not have ever happened.
And so now, you know, we brought Rich over here, gave him the microphone right. yesterday at 420, and he announced, as he normally does, with what I would call the invocation that he likes to say, and it says, we smoke these in remembrance of lost liberties and in hopes for a day when the people do not fear their government because the government fears the people. Smoke them if you got them.
That's great.
And
I love
so
that.
He did the invocation and put on his playlist, and we all hung out for like a solid hour up here at the tent, and it was a good crowd. It was a good time. So I think we're probably going to keep that tradition going here. And also at ForkFest, we did, and as I described yesterday, the full video is not yet done, but it's not even, I haven't even started the editing. I'm going to wait till I get back to Keene. But we went and we trolled the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint. This was actually Friday when we did that. It was Friday because we skipped it yesterday. And that was so much fun. And if you want to hear all the details on that, you can listen to the previous program. But in short, they saw the camera. They yelled about the camera, and then when one of the agents was going to pull us over to secondary for a screening, because I was refusing to answer the question of, are you a U.S. citizen?
Right.
His supervisor intervened and was like, no, and indicated to move us along. We were just pulling in to secondary under his orders, and he told us, nope. Let them go. They got a camera.
Wow.
So, and then we got it all on video. So
well, it's just like Mark getting the video that I guess his wife was taking the video when he was asked those questions. That was really, I mean, he handled that extremely well. I could not have handled that better. He did such a good job.
Yeah, and that's on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. If you've not seen that, just go and sort by popularity, and it'll be either number one or number two on our channel. So we've been talking about the Vice magazine story here, about the man who had his foot amputated, and of his leg, and decided he wanted to keep it and then freeze it and take the meat and have tacos made.
And make
from
a cast of his foot so that he could make 3D printed little keychains of his amputated foot.
I would totally put that on my keychain. Absolutely. How cool would that be?
And he said he tried to get a taxidermy, but he couldn't get any taxidermist to take him seriously in order to do the job.
And I can't imagine the work would be much different than doing taxidermy to any other kind of animal.
I guess
sure,
so, right? Yeah. He's probably never done anything like that before. So the big question here is, how did it taste? He says it was beefy, super beefy. He said it had a pronounced beefy flavor to it. The muscle he cut was tough and chewy. It tasted good, but the experience wasn't the best. So admitting that, you know, if you're going to be eating meat, you probably want to stay away from human meat. But they tried it, and it was ethically done because, again, everybody agreed to it. His 10 friends that accompanied him with this meal, and I imagine they weren't, you know, thick tacos because
right. You
probably can't get a whole lot of meat out of that. But anyway, he says, question from Vice. You said on Reddit, one friend had to spit me into a napkin. What was the rest of the meal like? He said, there was this queasy anticipation. We all looked at each other like, we're doing this, right? We're doing this. There was a very dark humor, which we all already have in spades. I think that's why this went so well. We were cracking jokes the whole time. I said at one point, well, today was the day I was inside 10 of my friends at once.
No innuendo there. That's fantastic.
How long before that ends up on Cards Against Humanity?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
He says, I got a phone call the next day from a friend saying, hey, just so you know, I pooped you out. Sorry.
Of course.
There was a sense that this was a bonding experience. We could share this really unique experience together, and it was a way for me to close a lid on this part of my life.
I mean, it's very Jesus-like, if you think about it. You know, wow. Eat in remembrance of me kind of thing, right?
Yeah, eating oneself.
Right, but it was only 10 oneself. Friends, not 12.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, he should have gotten two more. I mean, how much more perfect would that have been? Absolutely.
You wrote that this meal helped you, question from Vice. You wrote this meal helped you give closure on the accident. What do you mean by that? He says it sucked the whole time. I remember flying through the air. I remember getting hit. I remember sitting in the forest and taking my helmet off and feeling this burning pain. I looked down and my foot was hanging off. The Yikes. Picture of the foot all broken and mangled and dirty was on the ambulance. But I was very lucky to be in a place where people were around. I was very lucky that a young woman who was just now graduating high school showed up and put a tourniquet on my leg. She had just taken a first aid course.
Wow, luck.
Wow. I was lucky to have an off-duty paramedic show up within 15 minutes.
Wow.
There's so many things that happened in the best way possible. I didn't have any other injuries. It was just my leg and a little cut on the back of my neck. Other than that, unreal. I was unharmed.
The fascinating part is he has such a vivid memory of
the accident.
Flying through the air. That is very unusual.
A lot of times people will forget.
Because it's so traumatic.
That,
well, it's one of those things to where either the people have no recollection.
Or you have hyper
Or they remember every
wow.
small
slow
detail.
Motion
they could tell you what the trees looked like. They right. could tell you wow. how many birds. They could tell you the clouds.
That's like my wife's grandfather. He was drafted in World War II, and he remembers the weather on almost every day that he was there because he was terrified for his life, and you know, a good portion of that. And it just really hypered up his recollection of those events. It's pretty incredible.
Back to the story here from Vice. He says, I went back to look at the place, and I flew through the trees that are only a foot and a half apart. I was going through, so meaning that as his body was flying, he missed hitting the trees. He flew through two trees a foot and a half apart.
Wow. What a lucky guy. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, everything just kind of came together for this guy.
He says,
except for getting hit.
Right. He says, I was going 45 miles per hour when I flipped, so I don't know how I got out of there with just that injury. I could have very easily died that day. Yeah. I remember waking up in the hospital many times and just crying, wondering what my life was going to be. I talked with the doctor about what we could do, what was salvageable, but there were bones missing, and everything else was garbage, meaning shattered. His bones and his foot were completely
shattered.
And there's
no reconstructive surgery that can be.
I would never be able to walk on it again. Around a week in, I decided to let them cut it off.
All right. So you said that there's no reconstructive surgery. I'm wondering if now there might be some kind of way of 3D printing.
Well, I know that they're working on doing some 3D printing.
I've heard of people that, you know, they've had bones basically replaced with, you know, like, pipes or tubing. Or
I could see that
something.
For one bone, but I think, you know, there's so many bones in the human foot and they were all apparently shattered.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty difficult to do. If it were
right.
one or two bones, it'd probably be more likely.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if, you know, basically construct almost a permanent artificial foot out of, you know, some piping of, hey, you're never going to be able to bend this ankle, but you
right.
still have.
Well, but if you can't bend your ankle, are you really mobile? I mean, you know, if you can't, moving your ankle is a big part of your mobility and being able to walk.
Right,
so
but when you get the and I'm forgetting the term for the artificial
prosthetic.
I don't know how functional those ankles are.
Well, they do have some give in them. Like, you see the blade ones that they run with and things. I mean, all of those, even the just the straight ones, they have some give.
Yeah. We got more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There's been a whole lot of back and forth from both sides of the aisle about immigration policy, specifically that policy of separating illegal immigrant children from their families, the president calling it sad.
If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children.
He says this is something that Congress could easily fix. Meantime, the White House press secretary continues to defend the president's observation that the Russia investigation is nothing more than a witch hunt, from the briefing room saying,
"The president's been clear. He was obviously very involved in his campaign, and he's laid out a number of times that there was no collusion, and he strongly feels this is a witch hunt."
This all comes after a question about a comment from FBI Director Chris Wray that Robert Mueller's investigation isn't a witch hunt during a Senate hearing on Monday on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking cannibalism, everybody's favorite libertarian issue.
Right.
It's actually one of the ones that people don't bring up very often, because it's usually not in the news. There's usually no reason to talk about it. But there was that one story years ago where, and I think you said it was Germany.
I think it was out of Germany.
Where somebody actually consented to be slaughtered.
Right.
Yeah, and I think this article mentioned it about
it
somebody eating a guy consensually.
And that the dude went to prison for 8.5 years because of it. So it didn't matter how well he documented the fact that his victim was actually willing.
So I wonder if the victim himself, if he had killed himself instead of the person killing him, I wonder if that would have been more ethical. I don't know.
Well,
that would have
my understanding of that case is it was one of those things of he was slowly killed and consumed, so like they
over
ate
time
his leg
yeah.
on Ugh. One day, like they jointly
God. Can you imagine?
No,
hey, Roger,
I don't want
me
to.
And you are going to share my leg right
now. No, we're not.
Now.
No, we're not. Couldn't pay me.
So
enough.
It was obviously somebody who was a real sicko who was into pain big
right.
time on his own, you know. I want to be in pain, and I want you to eat me.
Right, it reminds
you know?
Me of the Hannibal Lecter movie where the guy has the top of his head cut off at the end, and he
eats
eating
the
part of the brain and while the guy's alive. I mean, you know, that's fascinating.
Whoa, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, one of the Hannibal Lecter movies. I think it was Hannibal.
The second one.
Not seen any
of
them.
At the very end of that. It was the one where Clarice Starling was replaced with what's-her-name instead of the first person who played her. But it was a fascinating movie. But, yeah, at the end, and it's in the book as well, he's got his head, the top of his head cut off, and he's just, you know, scooping part of his brain out and eating him while the guy's sitting there alive and having a conversation. Fascinating.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get a special offer on this already very affordable home security system that is wireless, meaning that the install time is about as minimal as it could possibly be. You unbox the cameras, you put in the batteries that are included in the package, and then you put the cameras up wherever you want them, set them all up via a Wi-Fi-enabled device like your smartphone or your tablet, and you are good to go. And then you can configure each camera as far as like when it's running, when is it going to send you video clips of things that happen in front of it, and you're all set. So, and then wherever you are, you'll get those clips. Or if you want to just check in on the camera anytime you want, you can do that too. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. That, again, is blinkprotect.com/FTL for that 15% off. So we've been talking about consensual cannibalism, not a slaughtering like that other case Germany. But in this case, the man had his part of his leg and his foot amputated. He decided he wanted to keep it and invited one of his friends who was a chef to prepare some foot tacos for about 10 of his friends who came over to enjoy.
Well, that does bring up the ethics question, because clearly all three of us think that this case is ethical because they were all consensual.
Right.
Nobody died.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the other case in Germany where one of them actually does die?
That's what he wanted.
Well, I understand.
It was consensual.
But you do consider that ethical.
It's crazy, but it's ethical.
Okay. What's your position, dear?
I don't know if it's necessarily ethical, but it should not be illegal if it was fully consensual.
I think that's pretty much more where I lay, because
what makes it unethical if it's fully consensual?
I said I don't know if it is.
Okay, you don't know. There, fair enough. That's
but
fair
it
answer.
Should not be illegal.
Right.
I mean,
and that's the line that a lot of libertarians, they want to blur those two things.
Right.
And say, oh, well, you know, this is moral, so therefore, like, you know, blah-da-da-da-da.
Well, I mean,
an 8-year-old girl steps on your tulip, so you're morally obligated to shoot her in the face.
There's no libertarians that actually
I don't
make
even think
case.
You can
that's
argue that's
hearing.
Ethical.
No, that's,
I mean,
yeah, that's a reason.
There are people
argument.
That do.
They would, but I would not agree with them.
I've never heard anybody actually make that argument. I've heard people use that as a straw man argument, but I've never actually heard anybody make that argument.
I think Chris Cantwell and Melanie.
Yes.
I would buy Chris Cantwell, but I would not believe
that
Melanie would
She does not believe in proportionality.
I don't.
Proportionality meaning that if the girl steps on your flowers, you don't have a right to do anything else but to prevent her maybe from stepping on the flowers.
Proportionality is based upon the old eye for an eye sort of thing of you're
code
only allowed to take out from the person what they took from you. So if somebody
at maximum, yeah.
Right, and then there's also, you know, some level of restitution built into some of that. So if somebody breaks into your house and takes your television, then obviously you get to get your television back.
Plus
but then they make you whole for the amount of time that you were without the idol.
Right. And the effort you had to put into getting a new one or, you know, remedying that situation.
So it's not, this person stole my television 3 weeks ago, I'm now going to shoot them in the face and claim self-defense because reasons.
Well, I just don't believe that Melanie would make that argument because I've never heard her go quite that far. I mean, I would love to talk to her about that because I don't think she'd go that far. Now, Cantwell doesn't surprise me because let's be honest, he was a shock jock and trying to be that way.
Yeah.
So whether or not if he said something like that, I don't believe he actually believed it. He was just trying to shock people.
Yeah, I don't know what Cantwell actually believes, but that's a whole other discussion.
Right. There are people that say things that I don't necessarily know if that's what they believe or not, but I know that they say them.
Yeah, well, that's a different story, for sure.
So let's talk more about the experience. This guy had a just horrifying accident, and it sounds like he was on a motorcycle of some sort.
Yeah.
Was hit at 45 miles an hour, flew off the bike, flew between two trees that he described as a foot and a half apart from one another, so he didn't hit the trees, and happened to just, like, encounter these medical people who were just happened to be in the area to assist. So
I'm just doing some visualization here. He must have not been a very large man, because...
Probably no.
Yeah, like...
He went through a foot and a half trees.
Yeah. Right.
Between trees, yeah, he couldn't.
Yeah, so, you know, like, if you measured my shoulder to shoulder, right, it's probably somewhere near 18 inches.
Yeah, I mean, he split the uprights, for sure.
Yeah.
And he might have gone through sideways.
Right.
So...
Yeah, it's very possible.
Also possible.
Still, yeah. Even still, I'm probably 18 inches that direction, too, so...
He says, I went through the whole experience. It was a pivotal transition time. This, again, from Vice.com. I'm a middle-class white boy. I've never had to struggle for anything in my life. I had never been tested properly. I didn't go into the military. I've never been poor or had to struggle for food or housing. I've had it easy, and I recognize that. Before the accident, I didn't properly appreciate my life or the people around me. The outpouring of compassion and empathy I received from my friends and my loved ones really helped me take on the challenge for this big change in my life. So I was taking care of this body part that took care of me for so long. I was paying homage to it and giving it a proper send-off.
Well, the good news is he'll never have to struggle for food again, because if he gets hungry, he can cut off his other foot, because now he knows what it tastes like.
He says, I have the ashes sitting in a jar on my girlfriend's altar in her living room, and I'll take it to my grave.
An altar.
Wow.
She's probably a Wiccan or something
right,
like that.
That's fascinating.
He says, it's part of me, and this experience is part of me, too. Things worked out so damn well afterwards. My life has gotten so much better. I left the town I was in and a job of 10 years that was killing me emotionally. I moved to another state. I have a way better job that I enjoy the hell out of. I've met a woman who I've been with for over a year and a half now, and she's the best thing in my life. I'm so much happier now that I could conceive of being before. Or much happier now than I could conceive of being before. And it's because of this time where my life was threatened and I persevered through it. Eating my foot was a funny and weird and interesting way to move forward.
Does the girlfriend know that he ate part of his
She
foot,
may
obviously.
Have been one of the friends. I don't know. Who knows?
It does sound like his life changed after consuming his
Well,
own
they
foot.
Mentioned who well, the 10 friends were, and yeah. It didn't say current girlfriend. It mentioned an ex-girlfriend.
His life changed after losing his foot. I think that was the big catalyst to the life-changing event. I don't think eating his foot was probably that catalyst. However, it's a nice little
bow tie.
Yeah, it's a nice little
end
point
to everything.
Yeah.
Another question from Vice. This happened 2 years ago. Why did you decide to tell the story now? He says, it's a story that's great to tell someone who already knows you, but it weirds a lot of people out.
I can't imagine
it's
why.
It's taken me time to get comfortable with it. It's pretty out there. It's pretty out there. I put it out on Reddit because it's pretty much anonymous. I like the really outrageous stuff that some people post there, and I felt this was a way I could properly contribute to that community. He says, what I did was technically not illegal. I didn't sell it. I didn't give it to people without their consent. It was mine. We couldn't find any real laws against weird stuff like this. So I'm not worried about legal stuff. I just don't want to be known as that weird cannibal guy. It doesn't really represent who I am. And then another one here from
that
the final
weird
question.
Cannibal guy.
The final question from Vice. Has this ordeal changed the way you feel about cannibalism? He says it has a stigma. It's associated with cultures that aren't perceived as civilized or situations where people are forced into it to survive. They see it as barbaric, so they wonder why I would go out and do it on a whim. But people eat the placenta after a child is born. That's cannibalism.
Which is just as disgusting, to be honest. Or more so.
He says, I don't see any way around it. I think you can ethically be a cannibal in certain situations. I don't have some hunger to go hunt people down and gnaw off their faces. This was one experience where I had a chance to do something unique in a healthy and ethical manner. I did it, and it was fun and cool, and I have a great story.
Well, more power to him. And, you know, I'm always one of the
multi-hat thought. We'll continue. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world.
Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us in real life if you get up here tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be our last broadcast day on Rogers Campground. But the fun continues into the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kicks off on Tuesday for another almost an entire week of more libertarian goodness here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're at Forkfest right now. It's year number two for this decentralized camping event where nobody is in charge. And so, therefore, if anybody walks up to you, Roger, and says, I got a problem with, you can just say, whoop.
Not my issue, not till Tuesday.
Problem. In fact, it's nobody's problem unless there's something going on a specific campsite, because each person kind of has their own thing that they can do on their campsite. So some people are cooking. Some people have, there's the Alt Expo's got a tent down there, and I believe they're going to have some kind of speechifying going on. I think there's a mesh networking seminar happening. I don't know if it's tomorrow or sometime today. I need to check on that, because I actually wanted to attend that by Patrick from Liberty.menu. He's going to be putting that on. So people are learning stuff. They're teaching stuff. There's parties going on. Daryl, you're going to be throwing a insane party on Monday with more alcohol than I've ever seen. I mean, basically, you have a bar's worth of alcohol sitting in the back of the RAV4 here, parked on the site. And
you're keeping it locked up.
Well, most people don't know where it is, so it's probably fine.
Now
that right
you just
there.
Told, you know, 190.
Well, your wife is guarding it as we speak. Good. She's not even paying attention, so she doesn't even know. know we're talking about her right now. She's completely absorbed in her phone. And now she, okay,
she's
now she's
checking emails.
All right, there we go.
Very important messages.
So you're throwing a big party, and then yes. Jim Babb is going to throw another party. Yes. He's calling it the Somalia Fest. So, again, it doesn't even have a name, really. We just decided to call it Fork Fest. Daryl came up with that name, and we just it was me, you, and Will, I think, on the air on Free Talk Live, and we just said, hey, that sounds good.
I mean, it's a perfect name. It really is. Because it is basically a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I love the cooperation that's happening between the two groups. I think it's fantastic. I mean, of course, you've had me on Free Talk Live talking about it a couple of times. And
some people don't understand that, and it's like, hey, I don't hold a grudge.
No, there's no reason to.
Yeah,
no.
I came up with the name after listening to some podcast where they were talking about something happening at Anarchapulco called Anarchoforco.
That's right. It didn't happen at Anarchapulco.
Oh,
it happened after.
I like the idea. Forkfest.
I'd heard about that one, but yeah, that's perfect.
And of course, it also kind of brings in the idea of cryptocurrency because the term fork is very much associated with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
Forkfest is a fork of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest. So for every Somalia Fest and Shire Fest that you had prior to January 1st of 2018, you get one free Forkfest.
That's good to know.
So,
I mean, what's the value of that Forkfest?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It's not on any exchanges because, like, it's not an actual thing, but, you know, you get one free Forkfest.
It's incalculable. What is the value of being able to spend 5 days with some of the best libertarians on the planet? You tell
Priceless.
Me. I don't know. But I can tell you this. We don't have any ticket price at all for Forkfest, and you know, there's some downsides, right? Like, with Porkfest, you guys bring in your own bathrooms.
Well, you're right. And that does give us the money to be able to put on 250 events over 5 days. And, you know, it's great to have decentralization. I am a big supporter of decentralization, but it's also a good time to be able to bring in some centralization as well and have some money to do some really big things and get some really big name speakers that you probably wouldn't get in a more decentralized environment.
And you guys do the little things like bringing in soap into the bathroom, which apparently they don't have here.
Yeah, we've got a guy he's our facilities guy, and his job is to make sure the sewers are all okay and make sure all the bathrooms are working and there's soap and toilet.
That's been an issue basically every Porkfest.
The last few years it is not, because we brought in Pipeline, that's what we call him, it's his nickname. Hmm. We brought him in after the last big one, and we haven't had that issue since. So he's taking really good care of it every year.
Because prior to that, there was almost always like a sewage leak that would come up on someone's campsite in the middle of the event, just because there were so many people on the campground.
Right, and then they would have to move people from that first row of RV sites.
Still today, we keep that first row empty during Porkfest for that reason, just in case. But we haven't had the issue yet, so it's working.
There was always some kind of strange excuse of, oh, somebody left this thing open and it emptied the entire 250,000-gallon tank.
Right.
So here we are, and we're continuing the broadcast here. We've been talking about the man who ate his own foot. I finished the story from Vice.com, and just, you know, fascinating discussion about ethical cannibalism, one that we don't have the opportunity to talk about very often. It's probably been a decade since that German story came up here on Free Talk Live. And this is one of those things where it's a libertarian third rail issue, right? Like, some people don't want libertarians to talk about this issue. And luckily, we don't really ever have to.
Right. But it's pretty rare that it comes
There's up. Not a, you know, legalized cannibalism movement that I'm aware of.
It would be very small, I'd imagine, if there is such a thing.
There's got to be, though. I mean, it's like you know, on the internet, you're going to find just a little bit of everything. So surely there's something like that on the internet.
But it should be legalized in the same way that it should be legal to consent to a fight.
Right.
You know, if somebody
dueling should be illegal.
And in a lot of states, it's not. In most, I think almost all states, or very many states, it's highly restricted. There are a few states, and I believe New Hampshire, it's only a violation if you enter into a duel with somebody. So it's not.
But
not
it's still, so it's basically you get a ticket for it.
But it's still a criminal act.
It is. It is. I think it was Washington State was where we reported on Phoenix Jones. You ever heard of this guy?
No.
So there's the real life superhero movement.
Yes.
Oh, I have seen this guy, yes.
He wears yellow and black.
Right, yes.
And he's got like a whole superhero spandex kind of outfit.
Yeah, he's nuts.
That he wears.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely nuts.
And he'll go around and, you know, walk the streets. I think it's Seattle.
And he carries like a stick or something, doesn't he? Or he carried some sort of a weapon at one point.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't carry a gun or anything, but he carried some sort of a stick or something, a baton.
Right. And so he was making the news. I don't know. This must have been the end of the last decade when he was in the headlines, because, you know, he dresses funny and he goes out and he ostensibly fights crime. And of course, the police always have the viewpoint of, well, we don't think don't take the law into your own hands. Right. And well, you know, and so I don't know how much crime he's actually stopped, because usually when you hear about Phoenix Jones, it's because he's gotten into a fight with somebody.
Right.
And apparently, and I think it's Washington State, where this is the case, the police will actually referee a fight.
No way.
A consensual fight. So there's video of Phoenix Jones having a square-off fight with somebody on the streets in front of, like, a bar in downtown Seattle or wherever this is. And there's two cops standing there
watching
the fight happen.
That's incredible. And now, were they in there officiating? That would be even better.
Well, I mean, to some extent, they kind of were.
Oh, that's incredible.
So I've got questions here. Were they officiating the fight the same way that a boxing official would officiate, to where if somebody got knocked down, they started counting to 10? Or no. Was it more the hockey officiating, to where in hockey, they will let them fight a little bit, but as soon as one person falls to the ground,
that's when they
step in and stop the fight?
If I had to guess, based on a very vague memory, I would think it would be the latter, where it was like, okay, you've beaten him enough.
Right.
That kind of
thing. Let's not kill the guy.
Yeah. you've lost the fight.
Right.
You don't have to get into breaking bones and feet and you know, things like that. So I just thought that was really interesting.
That's fascinating, for sure.
In some places in the United States, you can consent right there in the moment, in the middle of the street, or on the sidewalk or whatever.
I mean, let's be honest. We have professional sports that do the exact same thing. You have boxing and MMA.
They pay for licenses.
Right. Well,
remember when John McCain referred to UFC as nothing more than human cockfighting?
That's essentially what it is. It really is. But it's still fascinating to watch.
Cockfighting, you go to the death.
Right.
Right. They put another one, Vice.com, man.
They had
a whole story about that. I forget which country it was, Thailand or something like that, where they went there and they looked into cockfighting, where they tie a blade onto both talons.
Yeah.
And then it's just they let them go at each other until one of them or both of them end up dead.
More often than not, probably both.
Frequently. And there's a lot of money in it, too. I mean, it is a huge event. Lots of people show up for these things. I mean, there's obviously some people who are offended by it, but in that place, it's so popular, and it's not going away.
So one of my questions about cockfighting is, do they wind up eating the chickens that lose?
Well, so chickens that are bred like that are generally not good for food, so probably
really?
Not. Yeah, I can't imagine the meat would be worth eating at all. I mean, Marquette probably
cut up too.
Does the farming stuff.
But. Right, but that's when you just make the pink slime and then turn it into chicken nuggets.
I don't know. I would not mess with that, no.
I would say in that case that what they are doing is unethical.
If they're just allowing them to kill each other?
For nothing other than sport.
For nothing other than sport. But if they're eating the animal after it dies, I would say that that makes it ethical.
Well, it's still a pretty traumatic
situation. You're still benefiting from the, trauma to these animals.
Yeah, that's a pretty traumatic situation for those animals, I'm sure. I can't imagine that it's ethical in any way.
I'm not in any way condoning cockfighting by saying that if they eat the chickens, it's ethical. Right. I'm just saying that it's less of a horrible
issue. I'm not certain that I can buy that. Because, I mean, think about what those chickens go through in that process.
Right, that's why I said I'm not condoning this activity. Right. I'm just saying it's less horrible if they eat the chickens.
If you say so.
Yeah, I forget. I feel like that question might have been answered in the Vice documentary, but I don't recall.
Less horrible does not equal good.
That's true. That is true.
All right, so speaking of good things, we've got a whole day to get to here. We're wrapping out this particular episode. We've actually got to head to the wedding here in about an hour of Jay Noon, who's a former and sometime co-host of Free Talk Live. Hopefully we'll have him back one of these days. And Roger Paxton, thanks for joining us from thelavaflow.com.
And check out ForkFest.com and come see us.
Yes, indeed. We're coming up tomorrow from ForkFest.party.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.